Albany's newly drawn 11th district is described as a midtown ward that stretches from the northwest side of Washington Park all the way to Watervliet Avenue Extension. Why? Why redistricting?
Every 10 years, by charter, we are required to redistrict. In the city of Albany, we have 15 council members, so you would naturally have to make 15 equal districts because population over the years shifts. So we had some districts that are supposed to be 6,500 people, but were as many as 9,900. And so we had to equal it out. Also, the city becomes more diverse. And one of the goals of redistricting is to ensure that diversity is represented politically. As a result of this redistricting, there are now 6 majority minority districts, whereas before there were 4. I feel that probably could have been made as many as 7, but that wasn't done. Some of the communities, unfortunately, got broken up in this process because the City Redistricting Commission made an early decision to make the districts very equal. What that means is that it doesn't matter if the districts split up the streets as long as the numbers work. To myself and several of our council members, that wasn't the best way of doing things, and we tried to make some changes. Unfortunately, those changes didn't happen. So we do have some neighborhoods that sort of split up by streets.
You're sort of an orphan now. You got redistricted out of your own district, didn't you?
Yes. One of the things that happened is that my own house got districted into another incumbent council member, and also my core constituency of Russian Americans got districted into another council member's district. So I ended up with a completely new district.
What are you going to do now? How can you, do you have to go by a residency requirement or anything? Do you have to move into the district you represent, or would you like to change districts? How are you going to handle this?
Well, I have 6 months after the election to move into the district I'm going to be representing. I will be running for election in a new 11th ward, which actually includes WAMC as its home, and includes much of the area of Beverick neighborhood, includes the Central Towers on Central Avenue, includes Bleecker Terrace apartments. So it's a very diverse district. It's about 40% of what is currently 11th Ward and about 60% new territory. But that territory I am familiar with. I was at neighborhood association meetings. Beverick Neighborhood Association represented part of a new area as well. And the Washington Square Neighborhood Association was also representing the other part, the new part that I got. Issues throughout the city are similar. I'm still going to be fighting for same issues. Jobs for folks who live in this city, for making sure that minorities are represented in the new jobs that we create in this city and the new development that happens in this city, that it's not just outsiders that get the jobs in our city.
So you see a bright future ahead for Albany?
Certainly, with a new nanotech development, Harriman campus, I believe, will be developing in the future. Much development has happened everywhere in the city. We certainly need some different leadership, perhaps, on a citywide level. That's one of the things that's going to happen this year. There's going to be a few primaries. I'm going to be primaried. I know the mayor is going to be primaried by 2 people. It will be up to the people to decide what the future of the city is.